From the Hard Rock Cafe, take it away, Scotso.
All right, welcome everybody. All you folks who can get a chance to come by today, tomorrow, or Friday, please do. 27 years for America and New York's greatest rock and roll radio station having its birthday and anniversary. And all of us are happy to share our music and some of our friends with you. This afternoon, we'll have Melissa Etheridge here. We'll have the Jeff Healey Band live at 5. And we have Greg Blake of Emerson, Lake & Palmer in the house now. And he's suited up. And so you've already given him a nice warm welcome. A great friend of our radio station, Greg Blake, and you guys.
Who's on your mind now?
All dressed in satin, waiting by the door. Oh, a lucky man he was. Ooh, oh, a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, they laid up his bed. A gold-covered mattress on which he was led. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. What a lucky man he was. He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. A bullet had found him, his blood ran as he cried. No money could save him, so he lay down and he died. Ooh, oh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, oh, what a lucky man he was. Lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
I'd like to play a song now. Thank you very much. Happy. That's the new Emerson, Lake & Palmer album. It's called In the Hot Seat. This song is called Heart on Ice.
Just take my heart, put it on ice. 'Cause I don't think I could stand another blow. One more tumble of the dice. Though it's slipping through my hands, can't let it go. And when the hard rain falls, whatever you may say, there's no hiding in this jungle. You just can't run away.
I'm sorry when I fell from grace, unable to conceal. Only passion is a fool to chase the loneliness I feel. Just take my heart into the night. It no longer needs to see the light of day. Heaven knows I cannot fight, though the edges of my soul get chipped away. Walking down the street, the gutter runs with tears, and I would sell my heart to cross the bridge of compromise. But you cannot walk on broken glass, 'cause every step you take is just one cut deeper than the last. Just one more heart you break. Just take my heart, put it on ice. Your love is a fire, a burning hurricane. I would never cross the river of goodbyes. What desire hides in the darkness, searching for the flame? There were so many days, and still I wonder why. I will never mend these broken wings, no matter how I try. I thought I had it all, but now it seems we just flicker like a candle in the cathedral of our dreams. Just take my heart, put it on ice. Your love is a fire, a burning hurricane. We can never cross the river of goodbyes. While desire hides in the darkness, searching for the flame. Just take my heart. Just take my heart. Just take my heart. Put it on ice. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you very much. Right, Fred Lake live here at the Hard Rock. Our WNEWFM anniversary birthday party. He, of course, of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and a new album that he just made reference to, Hard on Ice there. The album is In the Hot Seat. I guess, welcome, first of all, buddy. Nice job.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here. Lovely to see you again.
Got to get a few questions in and find out what's going on. Of course, In the Hot Seat, new CD, and the title, I guess, expresses a lot of your things that have to go on, right?
Well, it does. It does. It's a title. It's kind of a humorous title, really, but it's just a title for this album. And right now we're out promoting it, as you know, and doing this new song, Patty.
Now, we're having our anniversary, and coming up, I know from the very first days, you're having a 25th anniversary.
That's right.
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. What about Keith now? You got to tell us about the latest information on Keith with the wrist and the arm and the...
He's recovering from a hand injury. He lost the control of two of his fingers, and actually, it's rather nasty to say over your hamburgers, but he had a nerve removed from this part of his elbow, the funny bone here, and moved to this side of his arm. So that's what he's recovering from, but he's okay.
And that means then, if he's going to be okay, that next year then, maybe, we can look forward to the tour.
We hope to be out
25th
next year.
Anniversary tour of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Great. I got to hear a lot of the new album, and there's a song in there that really stopped me cold. It was called Daddy. And we have to talk about that because we want to play it. But first of all, you have to tell us the story. Actually, it's about a missing girl.
It's, I was actually watching a television, and I saw a program called America's Most Wanted. And on there was the story of a girl called Sarah Ann Wood. And she was abducted and actually murdered. And her father, who was talking on the program, was really recounting the story, and it really touched me. I mean, I've got a daughter of my own, and it touched me so much that I just wrote this song very quickly. And sometime later, actually, my manager, who's over there, Stuart Young, actually heard the song. And he said, you know, there's a tremendous message in the song. And it occurred to me that maybe we could do some good with it and try and raise some money for the charity. Robert Wood, Sarah's father, has got a charity called the Sarah Wood Rescue Center. And we're supporting that and going around with America's Most Wanted, who's contributed a video for us. And we're trying to raise some money for the charity.
Okay, so that now you can hear, you heard the story of it. About this missing little girl. We know there have been a lot of those going on. So let's listen, everybody, to in the new Emerson, Lake and Palmer album, the song called Daddy. Greg Lake of Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and that song Daddy is in the new album. Heavy duty stuff.
It's
very real.
It's a very serious subject and very touching, and I just felt as though, you know, anything I could help do to
to maybe prevent further things or even prevent one of those tragedies is something that I encourage everybody we can to be aware of it all. And anybody who's interested, the Sarah Wood Rescue Center is somewhere local to here.
It's We've got it right here.
Oh, you got the address?
Yes, we do. Post Office Box 296, New Hartford, New York. And the zip is 13413. And it's the Sarah Ann Wood Rescue Center. Post Office Box 296, New Hartford, New York. 13413. And it's great that you and the guys have put this out and will be, obviously.
Wait a minute. Greg's manager has suddenly pulled him aside and left.
Pictures of what?
He wants
to know the story about pictures at an exhibition.
I've just been reminded about, I'd forgotten completely that on this new In the Hot Seat album, there is a version of Pictures and Exhibition, of, with which, of course, you are associated.
I love it, yes.
And we're the original person to play it on the radio in New York, and the reason why it's successful. And we just did a new studio version in surround sound. And it was actually recorded for the box set, The Return of the Manticore. And we decided that because these box sets, they're so expensive, basically, that we really wanted people to hear this version of Pictures. So we included it on the Hot Seat album as a bonus.
So you've made a condensed Pictures at an exhibition.
Right. That's right.
That's in the new album.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
In the Hot Seat is an interesting title. I think you alluded it to before that it was humorous. Do you want to follow up while you say?
It's just that Emerson, Lake & Palmer has always been a group that has been the subject of considerable amount of scathing criticism. So we kind of felt we were always in the hot seat one way or another. So it was kind of a funny title. Everybody laughed when we heard it, and so that was that, you know.
I think it's appropriate, though, and it's good that you have a sense of humor about it.
Well, yeah.
Some people take it a little bit too much to heart.
The box set was Return of the Manticore, which we talked about last trip in.
That's right. That's right. That's
this is
collection.
Totally separate.
Yes.
Well, tell us a little bit more. You brought up the Return of the Manticore. When you did that box set, you actually went in and re-recorded certain things. Now, why was that, and what specifically did you do?
I think it was that we tried to make a complete life picture of the band, you know, throughout its entire existence. And I think what it was we wanted to show that where each one of us had come from. I mean, I had come from King Crimson, Keith had come from The Nice, and Carl from Arthur Brown. We just thought we'd take one of the songs from each of the bands. It kind of completes the picture. It shows you how the band really came about. And that was all it was.
Okay.
And fun to record them, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have a nice collection there. What about the new album as you went in to do In the Hot Seat?
Mm.
Did you want to just recapture what ELP was, or did you look forward, or how did you go about? What was the attitude? What was the thinking going in?
The thinking was that we just finished making this whole box set, and which was all retrospective material, and I think we just wanted to do something new and fresh, and we met this producer called Keith Olsen. He was the person who did Fleetwood Mac and Foreigner, and he was a big fan of the band, and I think he was a refreshing new energy. And came into the album, and off we went, and we just never stop recording from the moment we started the box set to when we finished In the Hot Seat.
Great.
So it was a long recording period, but we're very happy with what we've got, and look forward to being out on the road with it.
Yeah, we look forward to that too, and your 25th anniversary, and everyone, not just the folks here live, we've got a great crowd at the Hard Rock, but all the people who are in our audience. You know, wish Keith the best. You guys get together and get ready. We'll be ready for your tour.
Thank you.
And your 25th anniversary. You were here for ours. We'll be there.
Thank you.
For you.
Thank you very much.
WNEW-FM, New York, anniversary and birthday time. And I think with Greg Lake here, I think everyone should readily recognize this stalwart sound at NEW-FM.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. Every